You know, it's one of those missing pieces from my childhood. While there was a small lake fairly close to our home that it actually encouraged open fishing for children, my two older brothers never wanted to take me. They said it was because I talked too much and scared away all the fish. I told them not to be so silly. Everyone knew that the fish didn't have any ears. Besides, fish like deep water, not the shallow stuff that they made me fish in. Dad announced that we were going to go on a family fishing trip. The problem was Diana, my older sister, she didn't want to go. She said that the only thing that stunk worse than the fish was the bait that we used to catch them with. Well, Mom said if Diana didn't want to go, she figured that the girls would just have to stay at home, and I wanted to go fishing. So I begged, and my brothers begged that Dad wouldn't take me, and finally Dad said, "Oh, come on, she can't be that bad." It was a great trip. I caught the first fish. It's really bad we had to come home early. Seemed as though Dad had no idea what to do with the child who became hysterical when he killed her fish. The one that she named Petey and was going to take home and put in the bathtub until she could build a pool in the backyard because fish like deep water. Shortly after that, we went to Marysville. Grandpa suggested it would be great fun if he and Dad took all of us fishing. Dad turned this funny pale color. And my mom finally laughed and said, "Don't worry, Kenneth, maybe she won't catch anything." Well, I showed them. I caught a tree, my dad's shirt, and my hand. But it was a good thing because Dr. Randall was at the lake that day too, and he got the fish hook right out, didn't hardly hurt at all, and he said it was our lucky day because he wasn't charging. He said little girls just tend to have accidents like that. No one in my family seemed to see it that way, though. Because after that, there were no more family fishing trips. At least none that I knew about. I'm almost convinced, though, that Dad stole away with the boys early in the morning. But that's okay. Because, see, we can't all be good at everything, and I am no good at fishing. As a matter of fact, if there's not an acceptable excuse to get me out of it, I stand on the bank and I cast my line in just in the shallowest water I can find, and then I pray that the big fish doesn't come along and bite my hook and that it takes all of its little friends with it. Yet despite my somewhat limited success and total lack of enthusiasm for this particular sport, I have developed a working knowledge of the fine art of fishing. And friends, my childhood theories are not without merit. For example, did you know that they have actually done scientific studies and it's not the noise that scares fish away? I could have told them that. As for the shallow water, the only fish to survive and thrive in that particular atmosphere are tadpoles and minnows. The only way to catch a real fish is to move into the deep water. Now, all of this is probably why I've always been fascinated with Luke's version of the calling of the disciples. After all, what is one of the very first things Jesus tells Simon to do? go into the deep water. Go into the deep water and let his net down. Now, as soon as Jesus had told him to do that, Simon almost makes a very serious mistake. He turns to Jesus and says, "We tried that once, it doesn't work." Now, it may have been the look on Jesus' face. Or Simon may have suddenly figured out that it was really idiotic to tell the Son of God, the creator and the sustainer of the universe, that something he said to do wasn't going to work. So as tired and frustrated, as worried and worn out, as ridiculous and improbable as the request was, Simon relents. And in the next breath, he says, "Yet, Lord, if you say so." Now, some say the miracle that occurred that day was the catch of fish that almost sunk two boats. And while that is indeed spectacular, given the fact that it was midday when it happened, I disagree. The real miracle was that Simon decided that God was indeed God, and the fact that from that moment on, he would follow wherever and whenever the call came. And that's exactly what a miracle is. A miracle is something that comes to us when we need it the most. And the moment we respond, the moment we claim the miracle as our own, we are called to move from being recipients to participants. For it is within the miracle that God is prepared to give to us that we are invited to share the bounty of God's love with a bruised and hurting world. Now, Simon answered the call that day. As improbable and unlikely as it was, he cast his net into the deep waters, and his life was changed forever. The miracle became his. And now it's our turn. God has called and told us that we must go into the deep water and cast out our nets. But are we prepared to do it? Are we willing to let go of everything that holds us back? And simply say, "If you say so." When God calls, it seems so utterly impossible. And yet it is true. You and I, we are being called to cast our nets into the deep water. Are we willing to respond? Or some would say that we're afraid it won't work. I don't think that's it. I think we don't go into the deep water and cast our nets because we know it will work when God calls. Go into the deep water and cast your net. Isn't it amazing? The miracles that occur. It was from out of dust that God created humankind. It was out of death that he created eternal life. It was out of darkness that the light was born. Isn't it amazing?